Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Acts chapter 2.
让我们打开我们的圣经，打开《使徒行传》的第二章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
突然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And there appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别口的话来。
Welcome this morning.
欢迎你们来到了
to Pentecost Sunday.
五旬节的星期日。
This is our day when the Spirit of God is going to be poured out upon us.
在这个日子呢，圣灵要充满我们。
I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh.
神说呢，我要倾倒了圣灵在怀旧血气人身上。
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
在你们儿女要说预言。
The young men will see vision.
少年人要看见异象。
The old men will dream dreams.
老年人要做异梦。
Now you say you're too old to dream.
你说我太老来做梦啊。
Dream starts when you're older and mature.
我们当成熟的时候，我们该有我们的梦想。
Dreams will be fulfilled.
我们的梦想就要成真。
We will raise up the legacy and provide succession.
我们要有我们的传承，我们有我们的继承者。
Our dreams will come to pass.
我们的梦想就要成真。
In the next generation.
在我们的下一代。
The Holy Spirit is here this morning.
圣灵今天早上在这里。
I want to pray that He will fall afresh upon you.
我祷告了，圣灵要大大的倾倒在你身上。
Because these are the days of the Spirit.
因为这就是圣灵的日子。
It is the Holy Spirit and the Church saying, "Come, Lord Jesus," and Jesus will return.
而是圣灵跟教会一起说：“主啊，你要来，再来，主，再来，再次来。”
Father, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to us.
天父，感谢你差遣你的圣灵来到我们当中。
As a promise of the Father.
就是天父的应许。
And we thank you that you promised to give to Jesus so that He will be the baptizer of the Holy Spirit with fire.
你应许给耶稣圣灵，让耶稣呢，圣灵可以用火来洗给我们洗礼。
And this morning.
今天早上
come and fill our lives,
来充满我们的生命
fill our minds,
充满我们的思维
as you fill that room,
当你充满这个屋子的时候
the upper room,
充满这个楼房的时候
pour out your spirit in the same measure,
同样的倾倒你的圣灵
let the Holy Spirit open the pathway of heaven,
让圣灵打开主天的道路
so that as it is done in heaven, it will be done on earth,
直到他在天上所做的在地上也能够行出来
Bless us this morning as we respond to your spirit,
那么回应你的圣灵的时候你充满你的祝福我们
You be our teacher and our guide,
你就是我们的导师
and guide us as we gather,
当我们聚集在一起的时候你要带领我们
by the grace of God,
借着上帝的恩典
Thank you Lord Jesus,
感谢主耶稣
Bless you, Amen,
我们感谢你 Amen,
Our day of Pentecost will come,
我们的五旬节的日子也来到了。
They had their day, we will have our day.
他们有他们的日子，我们有我们的五旬节的日子。
Because the Spirit of God shows me that the days of the Holy Spirit is going to be magnified.
圣灵启示我呢，他的将后日子，他要大大彰显出来。
And the same leader who led Jesus is going to be our leader.
同样带领耶稣的领袖，也要成为我们的领袖。
Bible says, as many as who are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
圣灵讲到那些被圣灵所带领的，他们就是神的儿子。
We will come into sonship if we learn the partnership with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们懂得跟圣灵合伙同工的话呢，我们就懂得进入这个日子。
The Bible says that God's desire is to send that which is from heaven.
神的心意呢，就是差遣从天上来的。
Into the whole house.
充满整个家庭。
The whole house was 120 people.
这个充满整个楼房，这里坐满120个人。
But 120And met him for 40 days and 40 nights.
这个120人呢，跟耶稣在一起40个昼夜。
And their life will change.
他们的生命完全的改变。
Because he presented himself alive after his sufferings by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things of concerning the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣从死里复活了，向他们门徒彰显40个昼夜，然后他们启示给我们知道呢，神的国度是怎样的。
Imagine today.
在今天呢
that the resurrected Lord will come to you and teach you for 40 days and 40 nights about the kingdom.
你想象了当主耶稣呢有个40个昼夜跟你在一起教导你关于国度的事情。
His plans can be downloaded in a while.
然后他的计划呢就可以完全的下载给你。
All that God wants to do is stay in Jerusalem until you receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
所以要我们做的呢就是留在耶路撒冷直到你领受圣灵。
And that's the reason why
这就是为什么
the new day,Outpouring, the last final outpouring of the Holy Spirit will be upon all flesh, not just the Jews as a nation.
圣灵最后倾倒了，是倾倒在所有属血气人身上，不单单是在犹太人身上。
If you set up the upper room,
如果我们设立好我们的楼房,
and connect it to the throne room,
跟那天上的宝座一起好好的连接,
the church will be moving on in power and might.
然后教会就大有能力的能够向前进。
Bible says when Jesus was raised up again, he to which we are all witnesses.
耶稣再一次被高举，我们是他的见证人。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God,
然后他被高举在天父的右手边,
and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit,
然后从天父那里领受了所应许的圣灵,
he has brought forth this which you both see and hear.
他就是倾倒出这个圣灵所我们所看到所听见的。
I believe that something amazing is happening.
我相信呢，某些奇异的事情将要发生。
Throughout the world,
在全世界,
there's an openness to the Holy Spirit like never before.
就是将圣灵而敞开，从来没有过的。
For God to take us into life and life abundantly.
让神呢，让我们要经历到了生命更加丰盛的生命。
Something sovereign by His own hands.
所以他恩手自借的大能手要做出来。
God knows when is the last day.
神知道什么是末后的日子。
Because time,
因为时间,
is ruled by him.
乃是被他所管理统治的。
They asked him, Lord, is it time for you to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, it's not for you to know times or season which the Father has fixed by his own authority.
他们问主耶稣说，主啊, 你复兴以色列的国就在这时候吗? 主耶稣对他们说, 乃是凭着天父的旨意跟日期。
God not only gave us a scripture, he also walks scripturally.
神不但给我们章节对圣经的启示, 他也把他应许赐给我们。
The day of Pentecost is coming.
所以五旬节的日子来到了。
And today is a day to remember that this promise is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要明白呢，这个是圣灵的应许。
So that the same Spirit that led Jesus to the cross,
所以同样的圣灵带领耶稣去到十字架的,
that caused him to do what he did,
直到耶稣做他所做的,
speak what he spoke,
说所应该说的话,
is to realize that the Holy Spirit is here to be our guide.
同样的圣灵也要在这里成为我们的领袖，成为我们的导师。
Now, if you want to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit,
如果你要跟圣灵一起同工的话呢,
you must respond to Him.
你必须向他回应。
When you're born again,
如果你是重生的,
and baptized in the Holy Spirit,
受到圣灵的洗,
and with fire,
然后用火的洗,
then God will cleanse everything in your life.
所以要洁净你生命的一切。
Sanctification comes.
洁净来到呢,
not just justified,
不单单只是使你为义,
but we also sanctify.
但是神也洁净你。
And I believe very strongly the partnership with the Holy Spirit is the only way out.
所以呢，我相信呢，跟圣灵同工是唯一可行的道路。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书的第八章,
it tells us that,
告诉了我们,
that as many as are led by the Spirit of God will become like the Son of God.
那些被圣灵所带领的，他们将成为神的儿子。
In fact, the maturing of Christ,
就是呢，这基督徒的成熟,
in the Christian,
在基督徒的成熟,
will become one of the major agendas of God.
就是神的其中一个很重要的议程。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书的第八章,
and I read in verse 14,
我读了第14节开始,
for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are become like sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again,
因为你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕,
but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba Father.
所受的乃是儿子的心, 因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
There's a spirit of God.
就是神的灵。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的, 圣灵。
There's spirits of demonic powers.
那个邪灵的乃是邪恶的。
They are here to destroy man.
邪灵来呢, 就是要摧毁人类。
The Son comes to give us life and life abundantly, but the devil comes to kill, steal and destroy.
儿子来呢, 耶稣来, 就是要给我们永恒的生命, 但是魔鬼来是要毁灭我们的生命。
And this morning it said that if we are led by the Spirit of God, we will become like the sons of God.
今天早上呢, 如果我们被神的灵所引导的, 我们就是神的儿子。
We will not follow the spirit of poverty,
我们不会跟随呢, 那个贫穷的灵,
and slavery,
或者是奴仆的灵,
which will lead us to fear again.
他要带领我们, 人就害怕。
But the Holy Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
但是圣灵跟我们一起的见证，我们是神的儿子。
If children, then heirs also.
如果我们是他的儿女呢，我们乃是他的后嗣。
Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
就是呢，神的后嗣跟基督同作后嗣。
I believe the Holy Spirit is coming down for an open relationship.
我相信圣灵降临呢，乃是要我们跟你这个敞开的关系。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came, fell on Samson, then it left.
就要降临到三孙的身上了，然后这里就离开了三孙。
But what is interesting is to know about David, the Holy Spirit came in an ever-increasing manner.
但是圣灵降临在大卫身上呢，不断的加增在大卫身上。
Until the impartation of Samuel on David's life changed the course of history.
知道呢，这个撒母耳在高莫大卫改变了大卫的生命。
He said, "I've killed the lion and the bear. What is this uncircumcised Philistine?"
大卫说了，我曾经杀过狮子跟熊了，这个啊，巨人算什么呢？
Only God's man can do God's work.
只有属神的人可以做神的工。
Only God's man is empowered by the Spirit.
只有属神的人可以被圣灵所授权。
I believe there's a process that works within.
我相信有一个过程在你们里面要真的动工的。
Luke chapter 4.
在路加福音的第四章。
It tells us about what happened to Jesus.
告诉我们耶稣发生了什么事情。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章。
In verse 1,
路加福音第四章第一节,
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness.
耶稣被圣灵充满, 从约旦河回来,
for 40 days and 40 nights,
40天受魔鬼的试探,
tempted by the devil.
就是受魔鬼的试探,
he ate nothing for those days, and when they had ended, he was hungry.
那些日子没有吃什么, 日子满了, 他就饿了。
I want you to know,
我也知道呢,
the same Holy Spirit that filled Jesus.
同样的圣灵充满了主耶稣
work through a process
有这个过程来在里面动工
and Satan tested him
然后魔鬼试探了他
but the Holy Spirit led him
但是圣灵带领着耶稣
into the wilderness
进入这个荒野
and verse 14 and there and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit not just full of the Spirit but power of the Spirit
14节等到耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利他不是充满了圣灵而已他是满有圣灵的能力
Because this temptation was just unique.
因为这个试探呢,是很奇妙,奇特的。
And it exposes the way how Satan comes to attack us.
他揭露了魔鬼怎样,什么方式来攻击我们。
He doesn't have a new strategy.
他没有新的策略。
The old one that has failed again and again is what he's trying.
旧的策略呢,所失败的魔鬼再一次要尝试。
But praise be to God that the Holy Spirit is already here.
但是感谢神,圣灵已经在这里。
God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
And fill it with goodness.
充满了美善,
and all of the things that will make you and I live a healthy, holy life.
要使我们过着了一个圣洁的生命,
but Satan came in to destroy the couple.
但是魔鬼来了,要毁灭这个对夫妇,
and finally he managed.
直到最后呢,他成功了。
The Bible says in chapter 4, verse 5.
第四章的第五节, 路加福音,
Luke chapter 4, verse 5.
路加福音第四章第五节,
And Satan led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I will give it to whomsoever I wish.
魔鬼又顶他上了高山，霎时间把天地的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这也是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。”
I will give you all this domain and its glory.
他说：“我愿意给谁就给谁这些荣耀。”
We talk about the seven mountains of God's kingdom.
我们讲到了在神国度的七座山,
the devil took Jesus and showed him the first important thing.
魔鬼呢就给耶稣看其中一件最重要的事情,
that he is after.
就是他要追求的,
is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
The thing that will make a difference in this last day is the Holy Spirit.
能够使我们在这幕后不一样的就是圣灵。
He fills you up.
他充满了你。
And when you return in the power of the Spirit, not just full of the Spirit.
当你回来的时候，你不是充满了圣灵而已，你也是充满了圣灵的能力。
We can influence every domain.
我们可以影响每一个领域。
Inspire every generation.
我们可以激励每一个时代。
And impart to every nation.
然后分递给每一个国家。
This morning, I want to present to you the work of the Holy Spirit as He partners with you.
今天早上呢，我要向你们呈现呢圣灵的工作。当我们跟他一起同工的时候，
maybe one more scripture.
我们再读另外一个章节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的第六章。
Talks about that we've been bought with a price.
讲到了我们乃是被他一个重价赎买回来的。
1 Corinthians 6.
哥林多前书的第六章。
I believe this is a scripture that you need to hear this morning. Because if you want to see the Holy Spirit function in greater manner, with signs and wonders, Then you must respond to him.
那么的话呢, 你就要回应他,
all things in chapter 6 verse 12.
第六章的第十二节讲到,
all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by any.
凡事我都可行, 但不都有益处, 凡事我都可行, 但无论哪一件, 我总不受他的辖制。
What is lawful to one may not be lawful to another.
一个事情可能对一方面是有益, 另外一个可能没有益处。
In the manner of grace given to you.
乃是借着上帝给你的恩典来行出来。
You can only prophesy what you know in part.
我们只能够借着我们的信心来发一言。
What you don't know, God will fill it up.
我们所知道的，我们才能够发出来。
We don't have to give prophecy for everything.
我们不需要给所有的预言。
Because God is His sovereign.
因为神乃是大有能力的。
In verse 14,
在第十四节讲到,
now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through His power.
并且神已经叫主复活, 也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。
God not only has the power to raise His Son, He has the power to raise you up too.
神不单单有能力的是他爱子从死里复活, 他也有这个能力使我们复活。
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
岂不知你们身子是基督的肢体吗?
Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be.
我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗? 断乎不可。
The Bible says a very interesting verse in verse 16.
在第十节讲到很有语气的,
Do you not know that you are the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body?
岂不知与娼妓联合的便是与他成为一体吗?
But the one who joins himself to the Lord is in one spirit with him.
但与主联合的便是与主成为一灵。
He said our bodily experience can begin to be magnified.
所以呢这个东 我们跟他的成为合一的可以被彰显出来。
Our experiences in this body
我们跟他的肢体的经历
will determine what you are attached to.
会决定呢我们乃是跟谁联合。
For the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit.
那与主联合的便与主成为一灵。
And because of that joining together, the body becomes whole.
因为我们跟他一起联合, 我们的身体就完整了。
The body becomes healed.
我们的身体就被医治了。
And health flows within that body.
然后这个健康就从身体被流露出来。
Every time you see the mention of the Holy Spirit,
每次当提到圣灵的时候,
you know it's for now.
你知道那是现在,
while we're here still on earth.
当我们在地上的时候,
because His job is to raise you up as a human person.
因为圣灵的工作就是兴起我们成为完整的人。
That's why the Holy Spirit has been sent to live inside us.
所以圣灵为什么要住在我们里面?
And the Bible says this,
圣经讲到呢,
Do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?
你的身体呢乃是圣灵的圣殿。
And your body has been bought with a price.
你的身体呢是被重价赎买回来的。
So glorify God in your body.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So you see many times when you see read the book of Genesis chapter 1.
所以每次你读到了创世纪的第一章,
the earth was void and darkness had covered the face of the earth.
地是空虚昏沉颜面黑暗,
but the Holy Spirit was moving.
但是圣灵在运行着,
as long as He's moving, He will arrest the work.
当圣灵在运行的时候呢, 祂就能够呢, 阻止敌人的工作。
Whenever there is decay, death, sickness, disease, you find the Holy Spirit manifesting in great power.
那里有毁灭，有死亡，有疾病呢？ 你就看到圣灵要大大彰显在那里。
When Jesus commanded the storm to cease,
当耶稣命令风暴停止的时候,
He is operating with supernatural power.
他乃是呢用超自然能力在运行。
Suspended the elements of the earth,
直到这地上的这些风暴能够停止。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
所以当圣灵临到你的时候,
you'll know who is Christ.
你会知道基督是谁。
You'll know the truth.
你会知道真理。
You'll know the way.
你会知道道路。
You'll live the life.
你会活出这个生命。
And that's God's goodness to us.
这就是神对我们的美好。
I want to share with you 10 simple things that will begin to happen in your life.
我要跟你分享的10样事情会发生在你生命的。
As we pursue our day of Pentecost.
当我们呢来迎接这个五旬节的时候,
each one will have our own upper room to meet Him.
每个人都有自己的楼房来遇见圣灵。
Revelation concerns the discovery of truth.
这个启示呢讲到呢能够发掘真理。
Illumination concerns the understanding of truth.
然后我们要明白真理。
Most people only know Illuminati, not illumination.
大部分的人都不明白真理是什么。
Inspiration concerns the communication of truth.
然后呢，激发呢，讲到我们怎样跟这个真理来沟通。
Insight concerns the depth of truth.
洞察呢，讲到了这真理的深刻。
Intuition concerns the spirit of truth.
然后自觉呢，讲到了这个真理的灵。
You know, it's important for you to know.
所以很重要，你要知道。
Young man,
少年人。
And old men are different.
跟老年人是不一样的。
Not just by age.
不单单是指年龄。
One trusts, the young man trusts in his intuition.
青少少年人是信靠他自己的直觉。
The older gentleman tests every intuition.
老年人呢，要他要考验呢每一个直觉。
You can trust anything.
少年人可以信靠
and everything, but the one that gives power is the Holy Ghost.
但是那个给能力的乃是圣灵。
You got to test every spirit.
所以圣灵讲到呢，我们要考验
考每个灵。To see if they are from God.
看他们是不是从神来的。
And the Holy Spirit is from God.
圣灵是从神而来。
Let me read one verse for you.
那我再读一个章节。
The Book of Romans.
罗马书。
I believe the Spirit of God is here this morning.
我相信圣灵在这里。
To bring us to a new understanding of what the Holy Spirit is all about.
让我们明白了圣灵是什么。
And when you touch Him,
当你触摸到他的时候
your life will never be the same again.
你的生命将再也不一样了。
Going back to the scripture,
我回到这个章节。
Chapter 8,
第八章罗马书。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书的第八章。
Verse 19 and 20.
第十九跟第二十节。
For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
受造之物切后等待神的众子彰显出来。
For creation was subject to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
In the hope that creation itself will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the sons of God.
但受造 之物呢，仍指望脱离受败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
I believe the Spirit of God is here.
我相信神的灵在这里。
Telling us He is groaning.
告诉我们呢，他在叹息。
Creation is groaning.
一切的受造之物都在叹息。
Now we are groaning in our spirit.
我们在灵里面这样的叹息。
That's why the prayers that we pray today.
所以我们今天所做的祷告呢，乃是迫切的祷告。
Because it's the finality of time.
因为乃是最后的日子。
When sickness is in people's body,
当人们里面的疾病
，the Holy Spirit is the best answer.
只有圣灵才是他们最好的答案。
I said the Holy Spirit is the best answer.
我说是圣灵才是最好的答案。
He says to us in verse 13 of Romans 8, 12 and 13.
罗马书第八章十二跟第三十三节。
Let's read 11, 12, and 13.
那么读的从11节开始。
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through the Spirit.
然而那叫耶稣从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Bible says the Holy Spirit is in us.
圣灵讲到圣灵在我们里面。
The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
同样使耶稣从死里复活的圣灵。
By the glory of the Father.
借着天父的荣耀。
And the Holy Spirit will give life to your mortal body.
然后圣灵就要给你这个必朽坏的身体。
He's concerned about you.
圣灵在关心着我们。
He who was outside is now inside you.
那个在外面的圣灵现在在你里面了。
So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh.To live according to the flesh.
所以弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die.
你们若顺从身体肉体活着，必要死。
This is one way we bring death upon ourselves.
这就是我们自找死路啊。
To allow every spirit and any spirit to manifest itself.
允许任何的灵呢，在我们身体里面彰显。
I remember walking into a Christian conference.
我记得走进了一个基督徒的研讨会。
I heard the young man prophesy.
我听见那个青年呢在发预言。
A few minutes later, he fell on the ground screaming like as though he was demon possessed.
然后几分钟之后呢，他倒在地上，好像受鬼附这样。
I don't like nonsense like this.
我不喜欢这样无聊的事情。
So I went and I told the pastor, "Can I minister to them?"
然后告诉牧师呢，我可以叫他们服侍吗
？They were all on the floor everywhere.
他们每个人都倒在地上。
Manifesting like demons.
好像彰显了魔鬼这样。
But I laid my hands on him.
但是我按手在他身上。
I slapped him on the right, slapped him on the left.
我然后打了他几巴掌。
He just woke up.
然后他就醒过来了。
I said, "Are you delivered?"
我说你说释放了吗
？He said, "Yes."
他说是的。
The pain on the cheeks will bring some senses to the head.
所以呢，他的那个痛呢，使到他呢就醒觉过来了。
You know, I don't encourage you to use it.
但是我不鼓励你们这样做了。
Unless you have the Lord Jesus' permission.
除非你有主耶稣的允许、啊。
But there are so many people who don't understand the flow of life.
但是很多人不明白呢，生命的流露是什么。
The Holy Spirit who dwells within you.
那个住在你里面的圣灵。
Can inspire your physical body.
可以激发了你的身体。
Can energize your body.
可以使你的身体呢有这个体力。
Change the way you feel.
改变了你的感觉。
So that the way you think will change.
使你的思维也会改变。
The supernatural is about to break open on planet Earth.
所以呢，超自然事情就要开始在地上发掘出来。
There's going to be an avalanche of destruction and deception coming our way.
但是呢，在也是有欺骗会来到。
That even they are looking for even the elect to be deceived.
他们要欺骗的那个受拣选的人。
But the spirit of truth is upon us.
但是真理的灵在我们里面。
So we got to stir the Holy Spirit within us.
所以我们要激发我们里面的圣灵。
Until our inner man is strong.
直到我们的灵人刚强。
Until our body is infused with strength.
直到我们身体的充满了力量。
So this is the reason why we're here on Pentecost morning.
这为什么我们在五旬节早上在这里。
To have our own baptism of fire.
与我们自己的火的洗礼。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
I want you to write this down.
我得写下来这几点。
The Holy Spirit is sent to guide us.
这里被差遣出来呢，是要来带领我们。
With fresh direction.
就是有新的道路。
With insight and foresight.
然后呢，又眼见有洞察。
Of the future.
又对我们的未来。
This is one of the primary work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵主要其中一个主要的工作。
If you need a guide, He is the one.
如果你需要人的引导，圣灵就是我们的带领者。
You need fresh directions in your life, He is the one.
你需要生命新的指示，他就是唯一能
够指示你的。He can give you insight into what God is saying.
你需要方向，他就是能够带领你方向。
And He can give you foresight in what He is showing you.
他给你可以洞察，可以给你眼见。
Let me pray for you even as we move into the 10 points that we have this morning.
那我们还没有开始第二点的时候呢，我要跟你祷告。
That if you are confused,
如果你是困小的，
turn to Him.
你要归向他。
He destroys every power of deception.
他毁灭了一切蒙骗的灵。
Bible says when the Holy Spirit came down, the darkness was covered the earth.
当圣灵降临的时候，那时候地上颜面黑暗。
But the Holy Spirit was the agent for change.
但是圣灵呢，只是改变的管道。
He arrested the work of the evil one.
他能够阻止呢仇敌的力量。
And freeze his work.
然后呢，可以释放我们。
So that when the Father spoke, let there be light, there was light.
所以当天父说这样有光，就会有光。
He comes to confirm every word.
圣灵来是要证明神的话语。
God has spoken to you.
神说了什么给你
？So that you know that you are bearing witness in your spirit what you are hearing from heaven.
所以你的灵里面呢，也有这个见证，你从天上所听到的是真的。
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus.
天父奉耶稣基督的圣名
，That your spirit will begin to help guide the church again.
你的圣灵要开始再一次的领导教会。
We're totally dependent on your direction.
我们要完全的依靠你的方向。
Let this day be a special day.
让今天成为特别的一天。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Let our eyes be open.
让我们眼睛被打开。
To see you are the way.
看见你就是道路。
You are the life.
你就是生命。
You are the light.
你就是光亮。
You are everything that we needed.
你就是我们所需要的一切。
Guide us this morning.
今天早上来引导我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
That's the first thing that happens to you and I when we touch the Holy Spirit touch our life.
当圣灵触摸我们的时候，这就是第一件发生在我们生命的。
He becomes our guide.
他就成为我们的领导。
He becomes our leader.
他成为我们的领袖。
And all guidance can be by the Holy Spirit.
一切的领导呢，都从圣灵而来。
You will hear a voice from behind.
你会听到后面的声音。
Saying this is the way to go.
告诉你说，这是你的方向了。
And you will learn to follow.
你就会学习跟随。
Because He guides us.
因为他引导我们。
Number two, He grounds us.
第二点呢，他赐给我们真理。
In the Word.
就是他赐给我们他的话语。
In what's called the absolutes.
就是完全的全最高权柄的话语。
And the conviction of steel to honor His word in explicit obedience.
有这样很感动的来顺服他的话语。
Many people are promise makers, but they are not promise keepers.
很多人给你很多诺言，但是却做不到。
And if you have this kind of instability in your life,
如果你生命中有这种不稳定。
You will never have a strong foundation.
你就不可能有这个很强的根基。
You got to ground yourself in the word.
所以你本身呢，要充满了神的话语。
Dig your heels into the ground and stay put.
你就是不断的要来研讨神的话语。
Like you know how much law they have to enforce to keep the people in the house.
好像呢，他们要有这样的很多限制令呢，使到人们继续留在家中。
During this period of COVID-19.
在这个管制令的时刻。
The Defense Minister and the Health Minister and the DG
国防部长呢，还有呢，
trying to put as much care as possible on the ground，
就是呢，要在这个土地上呢
，so that this virus will not spread，
要呢很管制，使到这个疫情呢不能够传播。
How much more God than His word？
他的神的话语呢，能够做更多的东西。
We gotta have absolutes in our life，
所以我们要必须有他的最终的权柄。
That means things you will never compromise。
所以这是最终权柄，讲到我们不妥协的。
So the Holy Spirit will bring that treasure back to you。
只要圣灵可以把这个宝藏带回给你。
Because you're living in the word。
因为你是活在神的话语里面。
The word is with God。
话语在神的口。
And the word is God。
这个话语呢，就是神。
So when you're grounded in the word, it means that you are fixed。And your position will not change.
你用神的话语充满你，就是说你被设定，你的定位不会改变。
Because you have a conviction of steel.
你的立场也不改变，因为你的感动。
You'll not compromise.
你不妥协。
You'll learn how to obey immediately. Today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart.
你今天听到神的声音了，你就不会刚硬你的心。
When every day, any day, every day is called today, we must respond to Him.
当成为今天的时候，我们就要回应他。
Number three.
第三点呢
？The Holy Spirit will guard us from ever-changing systems of the world.
圣灵呢会保守我们从这个各种世界制度
and the deceptive web of the spirit of error.
还有呢各种呢错误的灵的那种蒙骗。
So the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵
watches over our life.
他看着我们的生命
show us how to guard ourselves.
告诉我们怎样保守我们自己。
He's not going to guard you forever. You have to fight your own battles.
他不会永远的保守你，你必须打你自己的征战。
God cannot do anything. He has done everything for us.
神不能够什么东西都为你而做，他已经为你做了一切。
But as we obey Him,
当我们顺服他的时候
，He will show us how to discern other spirits.
他会启示我们怎样去分辨别的灵
，and deal with other spirits.
怎样对付别的灵
，without becoming contaminated.
而且不被这些灵所污染。
We can have contact in the world.
我们可以跟世界来联系。
Romans chapter 1 verse 4 and 5.
罗马书第一章第四跟第五节。
Concerning the Son, in verse 3, He was born of a descent of David according to the flesh.
罗马书的第一章第四跟第五节。
And he who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 4.
按圣善的灵说，因他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles.
我们从他受了圣灵并使徒的职分，在万国之中呢，叫我们灵他的名。
If we walk in the spirit of holiness,
如果走在圣洁的灵当中呢
，God will help you switch power.
所以帮助你呢，怎样得着这个能力
？Powered by holiness,
乃是呢圣洁的能力。
You can activate the apostolic grace.
你可以启动了这个使徒的恩典。
And bring nations into the obedience of faith.
让万国来顺服借着信心。
Jesus said, "Go into all the world."
耶稣讲了去到万国。
Change the world.
改变世界。
And make a new world.
然后呢，创造出新的世界。
Not a small world, but a new world.
不是一个小小的世界，乃是新的世界。
Where Jesus is Lord and King.
就是主耶稣乃是王，还有。
Bible says, "If you live in the spirit of holiness, you can tap into the grace." Change nations and change lives.
如果你活在圣洁的灵当中了，你就可以启动这个恩典，活出改变的生命。
Number one, the Holy Spirit guides us.
第一点呢，圣灵在引导我们。
He is our leader.
他是我们的领袖。
Number two, He grounds us in the Word.
第二点呢，他用的话语充满了我们。
He is the Spirit of Truth.
他是真理的灵。
So if you have the Spirit of Truth in you, the Spirit of Error cannot destroy your life.
如果你真理的灵在你里面呢，这个错误的灵不能够毁灭你的生命。
You must love truth.
你必须爱真理。
Enjoy truth.
要享受真理。
Respect the light the truth brings to you.
然后呢，要尊敬呢这个真理所带给你的生命。
Or else you'll be puffed up.
不然的话呢，你就被淘汰了。
Like a puffer fish.
就好像呢被淘汰掉这样。
God setting us free this morning.
今天早上圣灵要释放我们。
Number four.
第四点呢
？Gather accurate revelation and doctrines of Christ.
他要收集呢准确的启示，关于基督的教义。
And the Holy Spirit will show you the way to the tree of life.
圣灵会告诉你通向了生命之树的道路。
So that you can partake from the tree of life.
使到你可以支取生命之树。
Revelations are different from public opinions.
启示呢跟公众的意见是不一样的。
Public opinions change every now.
公众的意见每一刻都在改变。
Those who have joined this party will suddenly say, "I have now left this party and joined another one."
那个参与这个政党了，忽然间呢，他们讲我们要跳到别的政党去的。
The peculiar flow of politics.
就是这个讲到政治的。
But God wants us to be free.
但是神要我们得释放。
So that whatever we do is backed up by scripture.
所以一切我们所做的呢, 都有圣经的根据。
Because if you live by the scripture,
因为如果我们借着圣经而活,
you will not die but live.
你不会死, 你会活。
God is giving us an opportunity,
所以神给我们这个机会,
to allow the Holy Spirit to gather the right information for you.
直到圣灵呢, 可以收集呢, 对的信息给我们。
Bible said he sent forth the word and he healed them.
圣经讲到呢, 他差遣他的话语, 医治了他们。
That's why the Holy Spirit will help you gather the manna every morning.
所以圣灵呢, 帮助你怎样去收集这些马拉,
Anytime you want to press in, you can press in.
在任何时刻你都要, 要向前进, 都可以向前进。
There's no time zone.
在这里面是没有时间的限制的。
Holy Spirit will gather the right information you need.
圣灵会收集那些你所需要的对的资讯。
When that happens, you're partaking from the tree of life, not the tree of death.
如果你这样做的话, 你还是支取生命之树, 不是死亡的树。
Say after me, gather accurate revelations.
跟我一起说呢, 收集的准确的信息。
The Holy Spirit will help you discern the word and handle the word accurately.
He
will show you what is number one, number two, number three, number four.
他会启示你什么是第一点,第二点,第三点,第四点。
Because He's our comforter.
因为他是我们的安慰者。
He'll take us out of our own emotional immaturity.
他会把我们从各种的情绪的不稳定带出来。
And show us how to live.
告诉我们怎样继续活着。
The change will come from inside.
所以呢, 还是从我里面发出来的。
Number five,
第五点,
the Holy Spirit comes to release grace in your life.
圣灵来到来释放恩典在我们的生命。
So that you know,
只要你知道呢,
that by grace we stand.
借着恩典我们能够站立。
And if we don't have grace,
如果我们没有恩典,
if we're walking in this grace,
我们就走在羞辱当中。
Grace is the currency of heaven.
恩典呢, 乃是天堂的货币。
Ephesians chapter 3,
以弗所书的第三章,
and verse 20.
以弗所书第三章二十节.
You should know it by heart.
如果你应该背起来了.
Because you and I ask God, pray.
因为你每一天呢, 都在祷告神.
What chapter are we?
Chapter 3, verse 20.
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章二十节.
Sorry, I'm in Galatians now. 3:20.
三章二十节.
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力, 充充足足地成就一切, 超过我们所求所想的。
If the Holy Spirit works within us,
如果圣灵在我们里面动工,
He is working to bring grace.
他动工了是要带恩典临到我们。
So that by grace,
借着恩典,
you can be saved.
你可以得救,
by grace,
借着恩典,
you can walk.
你可以行走,
but this is according to the power that works within us.
乃是借着我们在我们里面所运行的大能大力,
so God who lives in you,
所以住在你里面的神,
the Spirit that lives in you,
住在你里面的圣灵,
will quicken your mortal body.
会触摸你必朽坏的身体,
He will give it to us according to the power that you allow Him to work.
乃是借着你在他里面所运行的大力.
Some people want to see great things.
有些人要看到更大的事情。
How come when I pray,
为什么我祷告的时候呢?
My financial needs are not solved.
我的财务的问题没有解决。
How come when I pray,
为什么我祷告的时候呢?
My physical needs are not solved.
我身体的需要没有被解决。
How long did you pray?
你祷告了几久?
Or just once?
我祷告一次罢了。
Nothing comes once.
没有东西是一次就能够得到的。
You have to pay the price.
你必须付上这个代价。
Faith is to move until it to the end.
信心呢, 就是直到你看到答案为止。
There's not just the beginning of faith, but also there's an end of faith.
不是信心的开始, 也会有信心的结束是怎样的。
And God wants us to think this way.
只要我们这样思考。
According to the power that works within us.
借着在我们心里面所运行的大能大力。
So if you allow the Holy Spirit,
所以如果你应许圣灵呢?
In verse chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
在第三章的五跟六节,
and 7.
到第七节,
which in other generation was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
第五节,
God gave Paul specific revelations.
神给保罗一个特别的启示,
that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and partakers of the promise in Christ.
就是外邦人呢, 也在基督里面, 他们也同样的能够得到这个应许。
Verse 7 is where we are coming to. Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of His power.
我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他应许的大能赐给我的。
I believe something fresh is going to start in our life.
我相信某些大能的事情要发生在我们生命。
They will take us to the next level.
会带我们带到更高的一层。
But next level, you need grace to go there.
但是更高的一层，我们需要恩典去到那里。
You need grace to live in the future that you see.
需要恩典来活在你所看见的未来。
For that to happen, you must work in partnership with the Holy Ghost.
你要使到这些事情发生，你必须跟圣灵一起同工。
He is our friend.
他是我们的朋友。
He is our counselor.
他是我们的指导者,
He is our comfort.
他是我们的安慰者,
He is our teacher.
他是我们的老师,
He is our leader.
他是我们的领袖,
He is the one who infused strength into us.
他是把力量带给我们的,
but as you allow the Holy Spirit to work inside your spirit,
但是你必须允许圣灵在你里面来动工,
it produces grace.
你就能够产生这个恩典,
and grace forms you.
然后这个恩典就能够塑造你,
and shapes your life.
塑造你的生命,
and this is the thing that is going to be,
这就是所要发生的,
that will change the landscape, the spiritual landscape of the world.
能够改变的世界这个属灵的情势,
because by His grace we are redeemed.
因为借着他的恩典我们受到救赎,
by His grace we do what needs to be done.
借着他的恩典我们能够做所需要做的,
it's not just the unmerited favor of God, but it's the power of, empowering power of the Holy Ghost.
不单单是圣灵的恩宠，乃是圣灵的授权。
If you have grace,
如果你有恩典,
you can prophesy according to the grace.
你会借着恩典来发预言。
In the book of Philippians,
在腓立比书也是讲到了,
the book of Philippians,
腓立比书,
chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13.
第二章到第十二节,
so then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who is working in you, both to will and to do His good pleasure.
腓立比书第二章第十二节开始，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不单在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，就更是顺服，就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。
This scripture is strange because it fits into our situation. You have always obeyed me, as in not only in my presence, but much more in my absence.
就是我在你们那里，你们也顺服；我不在你们那里，你们也要这样的顺服。
You're on your own, I'm here.
你们乃是在自己的家中，我在这里。
Church recording for you to hear.
教会呢，就是录影了，让你们看见。
So you've always obeyed, not in my presence only, but much more in my absence.
所以不单单我在那里，你们才顺服；我不在那里，你们要更加的顺服。
And I pray that all the days that you are free,
任何时刻你们得释放的时候,
you have been self-quarantined.
当你们呢，在家自己限制的时候,
and the lockdown, since the lockdown has happened, I have not seen your face.
在从管制令开始呢，我没有看到过你们。
Every cell group leader must lead their people, not confuse your responsibility.
所以每个小组领袖呢，他们就要负责带领你的。
For it's God who is at work in you.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行。
Both to will and to work His good pleasure.
为要成就他的美意。
So God wants us to work out what He is working in.
所以神在我们里面动的工，他要我们行出来。
That's to produce grace.
就是呢，来产生恩典。
And grace will make you complete.
恩典使你完全。
So that you don't have confidence in the flesh.
让你对你的肉体没有自信了。
But you have confidence in what God is saying.
但是你有自信，借着神所说的。
Number 6.
第六点呢,
the Holy Spirit will train us to govern in the power of the Spirit.
圣灵会训练我们呢，怎样借着他圣灵的大能来执政。
So that we can exercise authority in every domain that God has placed us in.
知道在每一个领域神给我们的，我们能够执行我们的权柄。
If you want to govern,
如果你要执政,
you want to rule,
你要掌权,
you want to extend dominion,
你要扩展神的要给你的领域。
This is the anointing of politicians and leaders who lead nations.
这就是恩膏给那些政治人物能够带领国家的。
The grace to govern,
就是有恩典来执政,
the power to prevail,
有这个能力来得胜,
these are our portion.
这就是属于我们的。
Finally, number 7,
最后呢，第七点,
grow the whole man,
就是使到整个人都成长。
Not the old man, this whole man.
不是老旧的人，而是全人成长。
Simply means every aspect of the person's life.
就是讲到在一个人的每一方面。
Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly.
耶稣来给我们生命更加丰盛的生命。
So the Holy Spirit guides us.
所以圣灵带领我们。
The Holy Spirit grounds us.
圣灵用他的话语
in the word.
赐给我们。
He guards us from the spirit of error.
他保守我们使他不受邪,
He gives us the right revelation that you need.
他收集我们所需要的对的信息。
and give you grace on the inside.
圣灵也给我们恩典，使到我
the empowering for the final days and final hour.
能够授权给我们。
Number six, to govern.
第六点来执政。
Number seven, to grow the whole man.
第七点呢，使我们全人能够成长。
I believe the Holy Spirit is here.
我相信圣灵在这里。
Those who need Him,
那些需要他的
let's respond to Him.
那么向他来回应。
If we feel the touch of the Holy Ghost,
也会感觉到圣灵的触摸
upon our lives,
在我们的生命
something fresh will begin to happen.
某些新鲜的事情将要发生
in our lives,
在我们的生命
receive the impartation of the Holy Spirit.
领受圣灵的分赐。
Jesus received the Holy Spirit and He imparted the Holy Spirit to us.
耶稣领受了圣灵，他把圣灵的分赐给我们。
This morning, as I pray for you,
今天早上当我为你们祷告的时候
God is going to add things into your life.
神要加添东西在你们的生命。
And Moses laid his hands on Joshua.
当摩西按手在耶稣亚身上
the Spirit of wisdom came upon him.
智慧的灵就临到了他。
The spirit of courage and boldness came upon him.
有勇气的灵就临到了他。
So this morning, as you receive the impartation,
今天早上当你领受这个授权的时候
let the spirit of God be strong in your life.
让神的灵呢在你里面刚强。
He will guide you and not leave you.
他不会丢下你，也不离弃你。
He said he will not forsake you.
他说他不撇下你。
Even to the end of the age.
直到世界的尽头。
When time comes to an end, he is still your leader.
当世界来到尽头的时候，他还是我们的领袖。
Father, I pray for all nation sanctuary.
天父，为万国圣殿来祷告。
I pray for all the Isaac churches,
还有所有以撒网的教会
that they will begin to mature in spiritual maturity,
他们开始在属灵方面能够快速的成熟
and have the grace to govern, the power to prevail,
有这个恩典来执政，有了能力来得胜。
Thank you for what you're doing right now.
感谢主现在所做的。
Even though we cannot see each other,
虽然我们彼此没有不能够见面
and fellowship in big numbers,
彼此的不能够交通
but the Holy Spirit will join our hearts together.
但是圣灵会使到我们心彼此的联系
because we're all suffering the same way.
因为我们都是受同样的苦
but you'll find grace to rise above all limitations.
但是我们会寻找恩典，在所有的限制当中兴起来。Let the power of the Spirit rest mightily right now. 让你的圣灵的大能大大的降临。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名。
I pray by the power of the blood of the Lamb.
我祷告了，借着羔羊宝血。
We have not only been redeemed, but we've been restored.
我们不但被救赎，被恢复。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名。
Let restoration begin.
让恢复开始。
Let healing begin.
让医治开始。
Let the blessings of God flow.
让神的祝福开始流露。
Let the throne room be connected to the upper room.
让神的宝座开始跟我们楼房来联系。
So that all that you're doing in heaven will be done on earth.
一切神在天上所做的，在地上也要被行出来。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Turn the place that we are standing as holy ground.
把我们的所站立的地方成为圣洁之地。
And there are angels all around.
在我们四周都有天使。
Because of God's goodness.
因为神的美善。
Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is in this town.
感谢主，圣灵在我们这个城市。
The angels are here.
天使在这里。
The warring angels are here.
真正的天使在这里。
We thank you for leading us from one victory to another.
感谢主，我们得胜了又再得胜。
So that by the Spirit we can stay strong.
借着圣灵，我们可以刚强壮胆。
And finish strong.
快速的完成。
The assignment that you give to us.
你给我们的使命。
We bless you.
我们祝福你。
We honor you.
我们尊荣你。
Holy Spirit, come down.
圣灵啊，现在降临。
Upon our lives.
在我们的生命。
Let us never be the same again.
让我们再不一样。
As we walk with you.
让我们跟你一起行走。
We'll be taken into the high places.
我们会被带到高处
into the high places in God,
带到在神里面的高处
and we can fellowship with him,
跟他一起的交通
through eternity,
永恒的
Lord, we thank you right now,
神啊，我们感谢你
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
Amen,
Amen,
Amen.